off. They are now in cell block in a facility in Otay Mesa, California, which is outside of San Diego. It's pretty cold. The temperature yesterday was about 50 degrees inside the facilities. The lawyer and I weren't able to wear jackets, so we were cold, but they were in t-shirts some of them didn't have socks issued to them until we came and demanded that they be given some socks to wear and some proper clothing. They are allowed full sleeve shirts, but they're not issued the full sleeve shirts until 3 days of incarceration have passed. And even after that, you have to buy the fleece shirts. They're not just given to you. You have to buy them out of the money that you may have had when you were picked up. I should also add that the facility isn't actually run by the INS. It's run by a private corporation called the Corrections Corporation of America. So it's a private-run facility that is subcontracted to the INS. So, in the name of making profit, you're getting the bare minimums of whatever you're allowed. Until Saturday, CCA, as it's known, and the INS refused family visits. They were turning away families at the door, and they were turning away the attorney. On Sunday, we came with a news crew from NBC and Fox and an LA Times reporter and demanded to be let in. At first, they gave us what I call the supervisor dance. My supervisor's not here. You have to talk to my supervisor. No visitors can come in because they're not on the list of authorized visitors for the families. Talk to my supervisor. Well, that all went on in front of the camera until one of them got the bright idea, well, maybe that's not coming off too well. So they retreated inside, and then they called the INS duty officer that was in charge, who had to come from his home and said, well, you've placed me in a very precarious situation here. I was at home. Well, okay, these guys aren't at home. So finally, we were allowed to go in to see these detainees, and they described to us the condition that they were in and what they had gone through, the harrowing experience that they had gone through during the past week. Now, as I said, there were some that were picked up on Monday, and then there were some that were picked up on Wednesday and Thursday, either because, presumptively, they just found out. Some of them didn't know that they had to register and just found out about it, so they went in out of their own volition to do the right thing. Others who are not citizens of these five countries anymore, they are Canadian citizens, they are Danish citizens, went on the advice of their corporate counsel. They worked for Silicon Valley companies who the corporate counsel told them, we're not sure what this law means. Whether it means that you as an Iranian-born or Iraqi-born person have to go, even though you're now a citizen of another country. But just to be on the safe side, why don't you go down and as a matter of goodwill, just register anyhow? Well, they did, and they didn't come back out. Those folks were shipped to San Diego as well. What we also have to realize about this situation is the lack of due process that's involved here. Hardly any of these people have been given what's known as a notice to appear. So they haven't been served, if you will, with any beginning of a process. Unlike LA, where a lot of the detainees there have been bonded out or released on their own recognizance, none of the people that we represent from Northern California have had a bond set for them or have even had a hearing date set for them. In fact, there are three judges that do immigration hearings in San Diego. Two of them are on vacation. We've been told or have had some indication from San Diego authorities that there may not be a hearing at least until January the 9th. So there's an issue as to when these people will be able to go in front of a judge to say, hey, I was here quite legally, what am I doing here? That may not be able to happen even up until the 9th of January.